You're listening to By Yahweh Sees Eyes with your host, Pastor Dan, and now here's your host, Pastor Dan.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this one-hour live radio broadcast coming to you via RealityRadioNetwork.com, also located at .net and .org. We dedicate this program to Yahweh, our Heavenly Father, the Great I Am, and to His holy remnant, the believing sons and daughters of Jacob Israel, also known as the Caucasian or Covenant peoples of the world. Hallelujah! Praise Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. Tonight is the 12th of January, year 2004, Monday evening. We've entitled tonight's broadcast, VIDS, which stands for Vaccine-Induced Disease Syndromes. Our guest tonight is Dr. Rebecca Carley from New York. Welcome to the program, Doctor.
Thank you very much, and God bless you for spreading this information to your listeners.
Why, thank you. The call-in number, if you have a question or a comment during this hour, is 260-356-2611. And again, that's 260-356-2611. Okay, Dr. Carley, this is the first time on our program, and if you wouldn't mind, I'm going to turn it over to you for a few minutes so you can fill the folks in a little bit about your history and background, how you got to where you are, and then we'll proceed with the main topic.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I was actually trained as a surgeon, although before medical school I had done work as an x-ray technologist and a diagnostic sonographer, which is the technology where you use ultrasound to examine babies and utero and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to medical school, and I had every intention of becoming a radiologist, but through a strange series of events, having worked at the busiest trauma center in the whole country, which is Kings County Hospital in Brooklyn, I actually ended up going into surgery, because while I was a medical student, I had actually been commended on my compassion, and I thought that there were compassionate surgeons out there. It wasn't until I had already trained that I found out that there was very few, and it really wasn't a welcome, property for one to have. But at any rate, I became a surgeon, and I started doing operations that I knew were experimental in nature, taking people's stomachs out and doing all kinds of crazy things that just didn't make any sense to me. And, of course, I saw the results of what was happening. And at the same time, the chairman of our surgery department at the time, his name was Dr. Bernard Jaffe, was found to have been committed research fraud. And the two residents that were working with him at the time actually turned him in. The institution decided to do nothing because it was politically a bad time to lose the chairman. They had already had some controversy with their medical chairman, so they decided to do nothing. So I actually got the press involved, and after a whole summer of reporting this fiasco, because you have to realize how serious this is. If someone's doing research fraud, then, of course, there's going to be drugs and operations that are sent out as good things to the people and to other doctors, which are going to start to be done. And, of course, it's all based on fraud. And what was really amazing, not only did they not fire the chairman, they actually let him resign just to make it look better, but he then got a job as research chairman at Tulane University. And that's when I really started to smell a rat in my profession, because this man was a terrible surgeon. There was a lot of unethical things he did. But it became kind of obvious to me that he was different than other people. For some reason, he was getting away with everything. And that's what really started me in questioning exactly what's going on behind the scenes. Not to mention the fact, the biggest thing that happened was I had a son who's now almost 8 years old, who was 2.5 years old at the time, and he had gotten all of his vaccinations because I didn't know any better. And I had gone to a naturopath who uses homeopathy, which is something I never learned about in medical school. And the naturopath told me about some homeopathic remedies which cured my endometriosis and a non-union fracture of my foot, for which they were going to put plates and screws and all kinds of things in, and she healed me with these little sugar pills. And she happened to mention to me that there was something you could give to reverse vaccine damage in anybody. So not knowing that my son was vaccine damaged, I gave it to him, and after 3 weeks, I had a different child. And that's when I realized that my son was brain damaged, and I didn't know it. And that's what really started me doing what I'm doing today, and it's been a long road. I had no idea the attacks I was going to come under for doing this work, but I know that I'm doing God's work. This was a divine inspiration that came to me. If your listeners check out my website, drcarley.com, drcarley.com. You will see some diagrams on there which pretty much explained the big picture of the cause of all diseases, which is nothing more than constant assault on your immune system until you reach critical mass and you become sick because your body's trying to tell you you have a problem.
Uh-huh.
And you can either go to the medical doctors and get more drugs to cover up the symptoms and make you sicker, or you can detox the bad things and give your body the healing vitamins and nutrients from God to heal yourself, which of course takes longer, but it actually cures you. And those are the two options. And that's what I've been doing for about 6.5 years now, and I've had tremendous success. I've had over 1,000 people that have had cancer, arthritis, lupus, MS, autism, learning disabilities, you name it. Basically, everything can be dealt with by taking out the bad and putting in the good. It's very simple.
There's a new syndrome that's going around. You know how ADD was the big thing a few years ago, and I can't remember what it's called now. It starts with an O, and it has to do with disciplinary problems with children, where they're defiant.
Oh, yes. I think it's obsessive defiant disorder or something like
something
that.
Something like that. ODD?
Right.
Something
right.
like that. Okay. Now, if somebody had a child that had this, would the same things that you're talking about apply there?
Yes. Well, let me explain two things first of all. There's no such thing as this disease, ADD, or any of these other diseases that they're coming up with new names for constantly. It's all vaccine damage. And you see, the way that they're trying to make us not realize that it's getting worse with the vaccine damage is by giving us new diseases, and that way they can put all the damaged children into more and more boxes, and it won't become so obvious that the entire area of damage is just escalating to the point of insanity. So the bottom line is all these problems are due to vaccine damage, both anti-myelin antibodies that are produced because of the way vaccines work, and we can go into that more if you want, as well as the heavy metals that are in vaccines. Now, let me say, it's not just vaccines, it's also psychiatric drugs. As a matter of fact, the psychiatric drugs have never been tested in children. If you look up any psychiatric drug in a physician's death reference, you will find, I guarantee you, that it's never been tested in children.
Now, by psychiatric drugs, are you talking about Ritalin and those sorts of
drugs?
All
of them, yes. Ritalin, which is basically the same thing as cocaine. And you understand how insane this is. What they're doing with the Ritalin is they're taking a child who's already hyperactive, and he's probably hyperactive. Either A, he's a normal child, because I even had a child, one of the parents that I helped called me up, whose child has never been vaccinated and is a very intelligent child, and she was told to put her child in Ritalin because he was looking at the clock. And I can guarantee you he's looking at the clock because he's probably the only one in the class without brain damage, so he's getting a little bored as the teacher has to talk slow to the rest of the children.
Exactly.
Well, what they're doing with the Ritalin is they're taking a child who's already got damage to his brain. He's probably eating a diet of M&M's, Fritos, and God only knows what else. And they're giving him something to so stimulate his central nervous system that it will actually shut down. It's basically just like, you know, beating a horse so much until it can't walk anymore, and then it just becomes a zombie. And that's what they want. They want a bunch of little zombies sitting in the chairs. They don't care if they're learning as long as they're not causing a problem. And that is what the problem is. And there's even a book called Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality, which you can get from the website thinktwice.com, which I have no financial affiliation with, but they just happen to be the best source I know of for books about truth and vaccination. And in that book, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality, you can read how the vaccinations are actually causing a lot of the rage and these reactions in children. It attacks the anterior nucleus of the hypothalamus, which is part of the brain that, if stimulated, will make a cat become enraged. We actually did experiments in medical school where we put needles into cats' brains, which is totally disgusting, I know, but this is the path God put me on so I would see all these things. And if you do that to a cat, it will become enraged if you stab it in one part, or if you stab it in another part, it will become very obese because it's constantly eating, or in another part, it will come very skinny because it doesn't want to eat. So there's different parts of the hypothalamus that can be attacked by the vaccinations that will produce this behavior. Then you give the child psychiatric drugs, which, of course, in most cases, actually makes the problem worse, and then you give them a diet of garbage, and before you know it, I mean, my amazing thing is that how can any of us even be surviving anymore with all these poisons in us? It's just a testament to God's amazing ability to create a creature that can fight these things off, but our world is becoming so poisoned that we do have to do something.
Well, virtually everybody I know is sick. Everybody I know has got some sort of a syndrome or disease or name it. I mean, they got a bazillion different names out there. But it all falls under dis-ease. You know, people have to understand where that word comes from. Dis meaning from, ease meaning, you know, dis-ease means it's from the normal. It's not normal. You know, and I keep trying to preach to everybody, we got to get back to basics. We got to get back to good food, good water, rest, and reduce stress and allow the body to take care of the healing process, which it's quite capable of doing.
And stop allowing the white coats to talk us into having these things injected into us, which God only knows what the ulterior motive is for. And this is one thing that I really have to make your listeners aware of. I don't know if this has been discussed on your show before, but there's actually a law in the books, and you can find it on my website. It's U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Section 15, 20, and 15, 24, which is the part of U.S. Code which covers war and national defense. And in that law, written in the 1960s, you will actually see that the Department of Defense can experiment on any American with biological and chemical warfare agents without their permission, as long as they notify local civilian officials 30 days in advance, so they can leave town, obviously. And they're allowed to use vaccinations to do so. Now, we just went after Saddam Hussein because he's experimenting on his own people. Well, guess what? They're doing it here, too. And you can actually read the law which allows them to do it. So there's something very sinister afoot here. The Department of Health is actually the Department of Death and Disease. They're giving people disease. As a matter of fact, I know that the vaccine-induced diseases will eventually become realized to be the biggest epidemic the world has ever known. And it's caused by the doctors. And that's why I, as one of the doctors, have had to step forward to say I will not be part of this atrocity anymore. Because it has to be a doctor to say so. Because I have all the evidence. You see, I went through the training and the sleep deprivation and the nutritional deprivation so they get your brain to mush. That's the only way you can take in this information where they say, you know, inject a newborn baby with 15 viruses, formaldehyde, mercury, aluminum when they're, as soon as they're born, and that's a good thing. And then you say, okay, like a little robot, and you do it. And I even did it to my own son, as I said. But all this had to happen for me to wake up, and now that I have woke up, there's no going back.
Well, excellent. You know, praise the Father for that. Are you familiar with Dr. Lorraine Day?
Very much so, yes. She's one of my heroes. I've never actually spoken to her, but I recommend her videos to everybody that I help that has cancer because she's such an inspiration.
Yes, I've seen her videos. Very, as you said, inspirational. One of my early heroes also in the awakening process of what's going on in this world. It is a cesspool. We live in a cesspool, both morally and obviously medically and education-wise, entertainment. Everything is a cesspool, it seems to be, anymore. We need a revival from the top down. It's just incredible.
I totally agree with you. And as a matter of fact, a great deal of time I spend with people that I see, I spend on their spiritual history, and is their spiritual life healthy? And if not, why not? Because I know that the only way we're going to get out of this mess is through the grace of God, and we need help desperately, and we have to all get back into our faith, whatever that faith may be, because we're running out of time. As a matter of fact, if you get the December 2003 edition of Cigar Aficionado, which is a real red flag as to why this article is in there anyways, you'd think they'd put it in Newsweek or something like that. But you can read retired Mason Army General Tommy Franks basically tell us that within the next year, there's going to be another 9-11, only much worse, which is going to lead us into a military government. We're going to have to abandon the Constitution.
Yes.
So they're letting us know that this is it. Now, we also know that George Bush has written an executive order that if there is no military law in effect during November of this year, there will be no election. So we are basically being told that the party's over, and we have to do something about it. And, of course, what we're going to do about it, we're going to have to do through prayer and ask God for help because, of course, the technology of the bad guys is such at this point where they can just wipe everybody out. But if we do it under, you know, the armor and protection of God, I know that we can make a difference. But the first thing we have to do is make people well because with all the toxins in their body, they can't even think straight. And this is a direct link to Satan. I feel very strongly that these vaccinations, it's almost like a witch's brew. You know, eye of newt, hair of dog. I mean, what do you have in vaccines? Aborted fetuses, cow blood, you know, all kinds of things, which in Scripture definitely says you do not do this. And they're genetically modifying the food. they're tampering with everything under God's, you know, creation, and it's time for us to say we're not going to let this happen anymore.
Well, I find it quite interesting. Maybe you already knew this, but the word pharmacy comes from the Greek word pharmakeia, which means sorcery, drugs used in sorcery and black magic.
Yes.
So right there in great big red block letters, they're telling you what you're going in and buying, but the average person's oblivious to this fact. And you're right, it is a witch's brew. Many of these things are witch's brews, and it is diabolical. And here again, all evil is related to what? The love of money. Not money itself, but the love of money. Why do these people do it? I related a story a few nights back about my daughter working for a pharmacist, and she used to hear me rant and rave about all this stuff because we're studying to be naturopathic professionals ourselves.
Excellent.
And so as I was ranting and raving, and she said, "You know what, Dad?" She said, "That's exactly what goes on at the pharmacy." She goes, "I see this day in and day out, what you're talking about. In fact, I got into a discussion with the pharmacist, who happens to be a naturopath, by the way."
Oh, my God.
He said, he told her point blank, "I won't give any of this stuff to my family." Wow. And my daughter looked at him and says, "Well, then why do you sell this stuff to people every day?" And he looked at her and he said, "Because I make a good living at it."
And you see, I have to highlight that is so important what you just said, because this is the problem, that too many people sold their soul for cash. You see, there comes a point, if you stay in any profession long enough, because I'm convinced that they've all been basically taken over, there's so much evil in everything, in the legal profession, in the child protection services, everything. And there comes a point where you're told to do something that you know in your heart is wrong. And you know you're going to get a promotion if you do it, and that's the fork in the road that we all run into. And if you say yes, you will do it. I mean, there's going to be a penalty to pay for that with your soul. And people don't understand that. I know so many pediatricians who will not vaccinate their own children, but yet they'll vaccinate everybody else's.
Right, and they won't protest when the government tries to pass laws forcing it.
Right.
You know, but here again, I have found out through some of the diligent parents that I know, when you look into it, if you do take a stand in virtually, most communities, if you're willing to take a stand, there are forms that you can fill out and not have your child vaccinated. But you got to have a backbone, and you have to go in and demand to see the forms because, as one of the parents told me, when they first went into the school and asked for them, they were told they didn't exist.
Exactly.
But upon a second and third visit and telling them that, yes, they do exist, and if you don't give them to me, I'll go see my lawyer right after I leave here, all of a sudden the forms showed up.
Right. So I want to explain two things. First of all, the reason they do that is because the government has tacked vaccine rates to federal funding for schools. Now you have to ask, why are they doing that? Because the government wants the children to be brain dead zombies that are not going to do anything that they're not told to do. Okay? So that's the problem. If 90% of the children are not vaccinated, the schools don't get federal funding. And, of course, if more and more parents are waking up, they're now reaching that level where if 89% of the children are vaccinated, they don't get any money. So that's one reason they do it. The other reason, of course, is because they're indoctrinated to believe that it works. And I've actually had a lot of school nurses come to me, and I've been teaching them what's really going on. And they will covertly tell people, you know, that you can do this and you can do that. But, of course, they can lose their job for doing that. So, once again, people have to decide, are they going to, you know, work for God, or are they going to work for evil? Because there is no in-between. But also very important for people to realize is that not only can you get out of vaccines, and once again, the thinktwice.com website has a very nice little booklet you can get which tells you their vaccine laws in all 50 states. And most states do have a religious exemption. But what my experience has been is that since so many parents are now asking for exemptions, that now they're even questioning the religious exemptions. And I had one family come to me whose daughter had had a religious exemption for years. The school told them they would no longer honor it, and they actually took them to court to make them prove that they believed in God. It was totally insane. And one of the questions he was asked is if he ever gave his child rose hips. Now, luckily, he said no, but if he had said yes, then they would have automatically determined that he did not believe in God, because rose hips is something made, you know, it's a man-made a manufactured item made from God's product, but it's not pure. And that's how, you know, picky they get in terms of proving that you don't believe in God. So what I'm telling people to do now to avoid that whole process is to go into the schools and to agree with Ryan Asbury and to make a document, because you're allowed to make a contract too, and to write down, I will agree to give my child any vaccinations that you say they must have to enter school. However, whoever is mandating my child get the vaccine must sign this document that my child will not have a reaction, and if they do, that you will be personally responsible.
There you go.
Now, I've had at least 100 people do this all over the country from every level, from preschool to college, and not a single person has had to get the vaccine. They will very quietly decide it's not a problem, and they will leave you alone. So that's what I recommend for people to do at this point. But I also must say, to those who say, well, you know, it's going to cause me a problem, like you said, you have to have a backbone. My God, if they tell you you have to chop your child's right arm off to go to school, you're going to do that too? How far are you going to go? You know, where are we going to draw the line? If they give you an apple just tainted with pesticides and tell your child they must eat this, are you going to let them do that? Of course, most people are doing that if they're not buying organic food. But I'm trying to make a point that they're keeping, and now they're telling parents, oh, unless you get your child a psychiatric drug, then it's medical neglect. You see, they're just going farther and farther. Now, I'd also like to point out quickly, and perhaps this has been discussed on your show as well, but of course, the reason that the government is allowed to do these things to us is through adhesion contracts, which we've signed without our knowledge or consent, the birth certificate and the social security card of the child, which makes them basically property of the state, and you're only the guardian. So that's where we have to be alerted as to what's going on. And to, in my mind, that's one of the key roles that the churches should be playing, is to alert people that they should not be married by anyone that's doing it under the authority vested in them by the state of New York, because basically then you're turning over your children to the state.
Right.
We have to get back to where the pastors are marrying people under the authority vested in them by God. And also to make them aware that as soon as you get that birth certificate, the child is no longer yours. The government can tell you to do whatever they want. So we have to become aware of how we got into this situation as well. So there's many pieces to the puzzle, but I must say, since I dedicated my life in service to God, and I have lost just about everything. They've taken my only child. They tried to take my house. They suspended my medical license in July for a year. They want me to undergo psychiatric drugging because of my TV show. They said I have a delusion of a conspiracy. So the way I handle that, if you check out my website, you can read the Hippocriticals, which is my answer to what was the Hippocraticals, which is the exact opposite now, how it's become a license to kill. And now I'm teaching people, and I'm doing the exact same thing that I ever did, but I'm not doing as a medical doctor, and now I'm much freer to do many other things and involve many other things, such as spiritual matters, which I could have never done before, and I'm actually loving what I'm doing. So what I'm trying to make people realize is that the licenses are actually a restriction, and we must get out of this feeling that we have to be licensed for everything. There's ways to do things the way God wants you to do it without the state breathing down your back. And that's really where you get the power.
People have to understand that the definition of a license originally was permission from the government to do something that would otherwise be unethical or immoral.
Right.
They used to use the term unlawful, but people seem to confuse law with legal.
Mm-hmm.
Lawful has to do with God's law. Legal has to do with pieces of paper signed by men.
Exactly.
Unlawful. So it used to be the term, remember in the old days of James Bond, a license to kill. In other words, murdering somebody in cold blood is unlawful. God's law says that you're a murderer. Mm-hmm. However, if the government gives you a license and assigns you a spook number, they're saying that you now have permission from them to go out and commit murder. See the difference.
Oh, yeah, and not only that, but if you don't do it, you will have a problem. And let me mention another thing I've been doing for about a year now, which is really having quite an effect. I've become a patient advocate for people. People mostly that are in hospitals or hospices that are either being mistreated or actually killed by their doctors. And I've had 5 patients that I've been involved with their families as a patient advocate where there's no question in my mind that these people were murdered. And what they do is as soon as the natural medicine gets discussed and people are aware that this person who's been told they're going to die by the white coat, you see, once the white coat tells you you're going to die, you better die. Because if you don't, then it's going to make them look bad. And if you're in their hospital or their hospice, all they have to do is jack up the morphine, and the next thing you know, you're stopping breathing. This is how evil it is becoming. They are murdering people. There is no question in my mind. They are doing this on purpose. Now, I saw a little bit of that when I was in surgery back in the early 1990s. You know, people were in the ICU. They would pretend to do codes, and there were certain things that went on where they were, you know, maybe not doing the right thing. But in those cases, it wasn't like they were intentionally killing the person. They were just not continuing to prolong their life when they knew they were dead. But now, you see, very subtly over the years, it's been changed and changed to the point now where you have to clear up that bed. If the patient is out of insurance and basically they're terminal, they want them gone, and that's how bad it's gotten. And I will say that openly on the airwaves, and if anyone wants to sue me, please do, because I'm just waiting for someone to take me to court about anything I say, because I have proof of everything, and of course, then I will have an opportunity to prove what's really going on.
Well, you don't have to convince me. I watched them murder my mother exactly the way you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was going to ask you, one of the drugs that I've seen do irreparable damage to many of my friends and relatives is prednisone.
Oh, yes.
Now, that's a powerful, correct me if I'm wrong here, but that's a powerful steroid and hormone, isn't it? A hormone substitute?
Not only that, but what it does is it actually shuts down your immune system. And you see, that's why they're giving it for skin rashes and any kind of allergies and asthma and all these different things you might have. Because the reason you have these problems is because your immune system has been turned into overdrive because of the vaccine. So what they're doing is shutting off your immune system. Now, that's maybe okay as far as your allergy goes because you're not having the symptom, but the problem still remains. And when your immune system is shut off, if any cancer cells start to grow out of control, you're going to develop a tumor and you're going to die. Not only that, but there's all kinds of terrible effects. Steroids affect every single gland in the body. They do all kinds of terrible things to your water balance. They make your adrenal glands shut down. It's actual poison. That is one of the worst drugs that you can take.
Well, isn't it common knowledge in the medical profession that drug is not to be used long-term?
Well, let's put it this way. It used to be common knowledge. But now because of the epidemic of autoimmune diseases that are out there and because they are running away from the cause, there's nothing else for them to do. So as it gets worse and worse and they have nothing else to offer people, they just give them steroids or other drugs that will suppress their immune system until they get really sick and then you develop another symptom and then they give you another drug.
Yeah.
And they manage your disease until you die. And that's what they do.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the AMA has probably 100 different books on disease management, but there's not a single book on disease curing. And that was, of course, a real red flag. Because let me just say, there's 100 treatments for cancer, at least. Cancer is very easy to reverse. All cancer is a problem where the tumor cells, which we all have in our body at all times, are not being killed by the immune system. Now, the reason they're not being killed is because the immune system is either shut off by steroids or pollutants of some kind or heavy metals or pesticides or fluoride or any of the other zillion things that they're telling us are no problem but are actually killing us. Or it's from the vaccines making our antibodies be produced constantly. And once you repair that problem, then the immune system eats the cancer cells. And that's what Dr. Day proved in her own experience, and she did it with just juicing. And if you add other detox things onto it as well as other nutritional supplements that boost the immune system, it's very easy to do.
And I have a good friend, Dr. Kelly, William D. Kelly, out in the Midwest, who's been helping people for years.
As a matter of fact, let me interrupt you to say that I met Dr. Kelly last October. I stayed with his people for a week. I participated in a conference that he had as well as learned what he does. And I wasn't sure how long I should go into that, but that is a very important thing to mention. Dr. Kelly is a genius. He's cured 33,000 cases of cancer in 40 years, including Steve McQueen, who was murdered by the CIA because he was going to come forward about this. And what Dr. Kelly realized is that the actual cells that become cancer are something called trophoblasts, which are normally present in all of us when we're conceived. There's two kinds of cells that are produced. There's the trophoblasts and the fetal cells. The trophoblast becomes the placenta, but it also becomes part of us. There's trophoblasts throughout our body, which I was not taught about in medical school. Now, these cells will not be a problem as long as you're making enough digestive enzymes and as long as you're not taking in enough pollutants to start mutating the cells. So the reversal of cancer is very important in two regards. You must take digestive enzymes, but you must also detox yourself because even Dr. Kelly himself now realizes that just the digestive enzymes is not enough because there's so many poisons that we're being given that even with the digestive enzymes to destroy the cells, if they're continually mutating at an exponential rate, you're not going to be able to get ahead of the game.
Okay. Rebecca, we got to take a short break. So catch your breath. I mean, you've been downloading for a half hour. We'll be right back, folks, in about a minute.
You are listening to Reality Radio Network, located at www.realityradionetwork.com.net and .org. Also on Telstar 5, Transponder 5, KU Digital in the clear.
Hi, I'm Steve Quayle, and for over 10 years and thousands of hours of radio broadcasts, I've been warning and preparing individuals and families of the great perils that are now upon us by having interviews with some of the more interesting and controversial guests in the country. It benefits you to listen in to my previous radio broadcasts, which are available by subscription to archiveondemand.com or by calling Steve Melching at 260-356-2611. Time is running out. The information you may gain could mean the difference between life and death. So once again, call Steve Melching at 260-356-2611.
And now once again, here's your host, Pastor Dan.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And again, tonight's program is VIDS, Vaccine-Induced Disease Syndromes. Our guest is Dr. Rebecca Carley. Welcome back, Rebecca.
Thank you.
And I want to remind everybody, the call-in number, should you have a comment or question, is 260-356-2611. And again, that's 260-356-2611. Also, I want to remind everybody, tonight, Pastor James Brown, Jr. from Indiana, is hosting his new program at 9 o'clock, right after this program. So do consider staying tuned to realityradionetwork.com. at 9 o'clock and listen to Pastor Brown, who's been on this program numerous times, and I consider him a friend. He'll bring some good messages, I'm sure, to you. Okay, Rebecca, we're back on the VIDS thing here. A subject dear to my heart is I've studied the Word. I'm an electronics engineer by profession, but I've studied the Word because I love the Father and have loved Him since I was a child. And I love the truth, and I get sick and tired of being lied to, so that led me into the detailed studies, and then I found out about the Greek and the Hebrew text and how much we're being lied to by the churches today.
Yes.
And then, after watching my mother and father be murdered by the medical profession, and that's my opinion, I'm entitled to it, as far as I'm concerned, they did murder him.
Mm-hmm.
That led me into homeopathy and the study to be a certified natural health professional. And hopefully one day, if I have the time and money, go on to a naturopathic doctor. And here again, all this is driven by two things. One, the love of truth, and the fact that I hate being lied to, and because our Messiah, when He walked this earth, He not only taught people the truth about about His law and who He was, but He also healed people. And to me, it's a combined thing. I think it's a beautiful thing if you can teach them the truth and give them their health back by teaching them the natural ways of things. It's a combined thing.
Yes.
And so that's why I'm honored and privileged to learn these things, and I also consider it an honor and a privilege to share what we learn. So this, again, is a subject dear to my heart. We do thank you for coming on with us here, and you obviously have been down the rough road, and you have a tremendous amount of knowledge.
Well, I want to make it clear because people always tell me that they're going to kill me and different things, and I have had a lot of interesting things happen to me because of what I do, but I want to say to people that there's nothing to fear but fear itself, and we must heal ourselves, because if we don't heal ourselves, we can't think properly and we can't make decisions about what must be done about the problem. And the only way to heal yourself is to detox yourself, and in order to detox yourself, you have to find out what the poisons are, and as I'm sure you found in your look, I can say the exact same thing as you did. As a matter of fact, I realized when I became a doctor that that's one of the first things they try to do is take your compassion away from you and make you think of the patient as basically a gallbladder or something like that. They try to disconnect that humanity, which in my experience has been the most healing thing of anything I've ever done.
Yeah.
So I've, of course, realized all these different things, and that's why we must tell people about a lot of different things that are scary, like chemtrails and the fact that our government apparently made something in Fort Detrick, Maryland that they put in hepatitis B vaccines, which is now being called HIV, even though it's actually the drugs that are killing people. But they're creating viruses in CIA laboratories, and they're doing all these things with our taxpayers' money. And then, of course, you ask, why aren't the churches doing anything? And of course, it's because they're all preaching separation of church and state. Well, that's the reason we don't have any morality in civil society anymore, because they've taken the churches out of the state. And once enough of us make them realize that that's not acceptable, you know, something's going to have to be done.
Well, the churches have been gagged. 95% of them are all 501c3 IRS corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as the church accepted that handout from the government, they then allowed the government to dictate what they can and cannot preach about. Now, here again, is the lunacy was that whoever talked them into doing this years ago, it was a mistake, because the church is tax-exempt by God's law. They didn't need the IRS to bless this exemption. Besides, the old saying is, what the king giveth, the king can take. So when they gave the exemption, they then were in the driver's seat to tell them what they could and couldn't do in order to keep it.
Right.
And so they invited the beast into the sanctuary, and now the beast is dictating what will not be done. Anybody, as far as I'm concerned, a true believer, a pastor who truly loves the Father, cannot be at 501c3. That's my opinion.
Amen.
I do not believe that you can love the Father of truth and justice and maintain a umbilical cord attachment to this beast system. You just can't do it. You can't serve two masters. You either serve the Father of heaven and earth and all creation, or you serve Washington, D.C., but you can't serve both, because they are diametrically opposed.
I totally agree with you, and that is always the excuse that's used whenever I approach any parish or church or temple or any religious congregation of any sort. That's always the excuse that's used. We're a 501c3 operation, and we're not allowed to discuss governmental issues. Well, how is the injection of abortive fetuses into your children just a governmental issue? Shouldn't that be a spiritual issue as well?
You would think so.
You would certainly think so, but then the fear of auditing and all these things, and of course, if you hook up with the right people, and there's many different legal experts that I've become friendly with through the years that have a lot of this figured out, how to get yourself out of adhesion contracts, there's all kinds of trust that you can form as a religious community so that they can't even get into your book, so that they have no way of even knowing who to contact. There's many different things you can do to protect yourself from the beast. And there's people of all different specialties, such as myself investigating the vaccine area. There's other people investigating the adhesion contract. And God is bringing us all together. And once we use all of our knowledge together to wake people up and make them realize exactly what's going on, because this is a very important thing for people to understand. Everything is going exactly as planned. As people look around and they see that everything's crazy, and you know, abusers are getting custody of children, and doctors are killing people and all these things, they say the world has gone crazy. No. This is the Hegelian dialect in action. Problem, reaction, solution. They either have a problem or they create a problem, then the people react and say they must do something, and then Satan makes sure that they always do something that makes the problem worse. And as our rights are being taken away and we become terrorists for even speaking about these issues and all these different things happen, eventually we will reach critical mass where people become aware that something must be done. I just hope it's before we're in martial law and vitamins are illegal and we all have barcodes on our heads. That's what I hope.
Well, I share that. I do have to admit, though, being mortal that I am, that I get concerned when possibly I should not be concerned, because I thought things would have gone to hell in a handbasket before this.
Well, I'm convinced, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I'm convinced that the reason it's not is because there are so many of us who are answering God's calling. And I just have to say that I feel I was given this job. What happened to me when I received those diagrams, and I give all the glory to God for that, I was actually praying, and I had a TV show in public access in Long Island and actually in Connecticut now too, called What's Ailing America. And I was always praying and asking, what's ailing America? What's going on? And I actually woke up in the middle of the night one day in January 1999, and I just felt like I was supposed to write something down. And I went to my kitchen table, and those diagrams came through me. It wasn't even me doing it. And as I'm watching myself write this, I'm saying, oh, my God, this is it. And, of course, I thought, this is great. I'm going to tell people. Everybody's going to be happy. Oh, little did I know what I was, the lion's den I was going into when I did that. But when God gives you a job to do, there's nobody that's going to stop you. And I can tell you one thing. I have absolutely no fear. And it's a beautiful feeling to know that no matter what happens to me, I'm doing God's work, and I'm being protected by God. And it's amazing how people actually fear me now. I've been trying to, for 6 years to get a pediatrician to even debate me on my television show about this issue. They run in the other direction. And it's not that I'm new to them. I'm just firm with my information. I've got all the facts.
Right.
So this is how you have to do it, is just to gently show people that if you stand up for the truth and you work for God, you will be protected. And once enough of us of like mind and full commitment join together, then there's no telling what's going to happen. I know there's going to be a wonderful awakening. God is bringing us together.
I agree. I agree 100%. And I was going to go there and say that in my way of thinking in years past, it was all, you know, it just can't go on. But like you said, He opened my eyes through a series of events, and praise the Father, He allowed a way to get on the internet radio and for a short time shortwave and satellite, and many guests have been on this program. And you're right, a lot of good-hearted and steadfast people are starting to network and come together, and it really doesn't take a whole huge number to make a significant change in a society. This society, again, is a cesspool. The vast majority of people are just automatons going through life. They don't think about anything. They don't care about anything. They just want to get along, get as many toys as they can, and then cash out with a pile of toys. And they think that that's what life's all about. Unfortunately, it's not. And you're right. A spiritual aspect is prominent in any kind of, whether it's a disease or a mental illness, or depression or anything, you cannot rule out the spiritual aspect. In America right now, as far as I can see, Rebecca, is spiritually bankrupt. The vast majority of people just seem to be spiritually bankrupt. They don't give our Heavenly Father one moment's thought during the average day.
Well, yes, that's totally true. But, of course, one of the reasons that that's happening is because of the different things being done to the people. It's not even just the poisons and the vaccines. It's also mind control technology. I mean, I have books of patents of mind control, and, of course, we have a whole division of the Department of Defense which actually does things like this. They can actually stimulate a certain community to go into a riot. There's all kinds of things they can do. So you have to become aware of these things in order to fight it off and to always ask yourself, you know, is that thought mine or is that somebody else's? And the way I handle that when it happens, when a thought comes into my mind that I know is not me, I just start saying the Lord's name over and over and over again, and you'd be amazed what happens when you do that. So the spiritual weapons are key, and that's the only way that we can overcome the evil that's around us. As a matter of fact, it was very funny. On July 23rd, the New York Times actually had an article where scientists have discovered some what they call the dark energy in the universe, and it's expanding. And I immediately thought to myself, they just found Satan. I mean, that's basically, we have this dark energy in the universe and it's expanding, and they don't even realize that because they thought that they were God, little did they know that they would find Satan. And it's really amazing to think about things in these terms. Of course, if I spoke like this as a doctor, they would have put me into a psychiatric ward. And this was actually one of the first things that woke me up, because my family was not religious, but I always was close to Christ as a child myself also, which of course I was ostracized for. But when I was in the surgical intensive care unit and people would die and we would bring them back, and so many of them would have stories to tell of very spiritual things that happened to them, and I would always inquire and ask a lot of questions and give them a lot of comfort. Of course, if they told anybody else on the team, they would end up in Haldol and straitjacket. And I immediately realized that the doctors had become God, and of course that's one of the first mistakes that they made. The great physician, first of all, was a teacher. You know, you're supposed to teach people how to stay well and what they're supposed to do. And just go to a doctor and ask him when the last time was he wrote a prescription to make your immune system healthy.
Right.
You know, and you'll realize exactly how far they've gone.
I'll tell you what, Dr. Carly, why don't you give out some contact information for people who'd like to go to your website or contact you about these kinds of issues.
Okay. The website is www.drcarley.com. That's drcarley.com. And I must say I don't have an email on there because I get so many emails. I cannot answer the emails. I get thousands and I just didn't have time. But if you call me, I will be happy to speak to anyone that has any questions. And I also do consults in terms of teaching people in their individual case what to do, because you have to realize there's no one magic natural thing either. It's a whole process you have to go through The third diagram on my website has the different steps. I detox, I make the immune system healthy, I alkalinize, I use colloidal silver instead of antibiotics, etc. But if you want to call me, my number is 516-433-0774. That's 516-433-0774. The best time to reach me is in the morning or night. My office phone rings in my home, and if I'm here, I will talk to you, and I'm on the phone constantly because this is my job, and I will speak to anyone, and especially please reach out to any of the military that you know because our military is being murdered. The vaccines that are given these people are so evil and so damaging, and that on top of the gold pills and everything else, and there are things that can be done for these people, and I do help a lot of military, so please also let them know that there's something they can do.
Well, good for you, Dr. Carley. I was hoping somebody could help them out. I have a lot of friends either in or have family in the military right now, and they are trapped, and I feel sorry for them. Like I do some people in law enforcement, they feel trapped. I mean, they know that there's no good going on, that there's evil things being done, and yet, you know, they got families to feed and everything else. And you're right. It comes down to the tough decisions are going to have to be made by a lot of people in uniform, whether it's law enforcement or military, because there are wicked people in charge.
Yes.
And you know what? In Yahweh's court, when it comes judgment time, there are no excuses. And people just don't seem to understand it. There will not be any allowable excuses for your behavior. He's not going to allow you to say, well, my commander told me to do it, or my pension would be taken away from me, or, you know, any of the sundry different excuses everybody makes. And here's the irony, and see if you don't agree with this, Rebecca. Here's the irony. If they would give up worrying about that and just focus on doing the Father's will, doesn't the Father open other doors for you?
Well, that's the amazing thing in my life because, of course, when I went from being a surgeon to a vaccine-induced disease specialist, and let me say that I've even been qualified as an expert in that in court, which is the first time in the country, so that's very powerful. But when I first did that, of course, my income decreased by about a tenth. And there's been many times because of all the court proceedings I've involved in, as I said, they took my only child. I'm not going to get into that, but it's very evil what they did to me with my child. He's only 7 years old, and he hasn't had a mother for 5 years. But from all those things that happened to me, there was many times where I was like, you know, one payment away from going into foreclosure, all kinds of different things, but God always found a way for things to happen. And I realized that that's part of the story. People have to see that God always provides, and if you put your faith in God, that God will find a way to make sure you're all right. And what you said about the police and the military is so important, and that's why we also work with the police and the military, especially the lower-level people, because the evil people, and basically, as far as I'm concerned, it's the Masons that are the problem, the Masons in the military, in the medical industry, everything. They are the problem, and of course, the low-level people, like you said, just like Heinrich Himmler said, oh, I was told to do it. But you see, when the model state health law is put into effect, I don't know if you've talked about that on your show, but in every state in the union now, as far as I know, I think it's been passed in all 50 states, there's actually a law in the books that the governor of each state can declare a medical emergency in that state, force everybody to get a vaccine against their will, and if they refuse, they will be charged with a misdemeanor, put in a concentration camp, and they can actually burn your house down and not pay a dime for it and say it was contaminated. That law is already on the books, and there's links to that law on my website as well. Now, what I tell police, because I have police that are my patients, they got lots of autistic children, and they're all very sick, too. Many of them have MS, which is one of the main problems of the hepatitis B vaccine. But when they come to me, I make sure they realize that someday your boss is going to send you here to arrest me because I'm refusing to vaccinate people, and I will never get a vaccine. You will have to shoot me in the head. What are you going to do? Because that's going to be your fork in the road. And if we can make enough of those people realize what's really going on, it's going to be funny how it all works out. Because when they're told to do something, they're going to take that as a clue. It's time to take their boss to jail.
Yeah, I've heard that very similar conversation with the people in the military that I know. There's a certain line in the sand, and when that day comes, it's going to be quite interesting how things work out. You know, the scripture tells us that the wicked ones will plan their diabolical plans to rule over mankind, and our Heavenly Father is up there laughing because what He's going to do is turn this thing upside down on their heads,
mm-hmm.
and the Scripture says that it will come down on them double what they have planned to do to us.
Well, not only that, but they don't realize once you work for Satan, Satan's going to throw you away like a Kleenex whenever he wants. You know, they can do all their evil deeds, but there's going to become a point where they need a fall guy, and they're going to say, okay, you're the fall guy, and this happens on occasion, and you can see it happening on a regular basis. And
sure.
Not only that, but the evil that they're doing, this is actually an assault to their immune system. And one of the my favorite people to watch lately is Condoleezza Rice. You take a look at her. Her face is getting all kinds of strange breakouts, and you can see her lies are making her sick.
Just like Janet Reno.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, Janet Reno was a prime example of that, yeah. So, you know, these people will pay a price for their evil deeds, and those of us who are working for God will be rewarded. And I can tell you right now that even though I was making a lot of money as a surgeon, there's nothing that gives me greater joy than when a parent calls me and tells me my child just spoke for the first time in 4 years. There's no amount of money you can pay for that.
Exactly.
This is why I became a healer. Little did I know I was not becoming a healer by going to medical school, but God let me go down that road so that I could see what they're doing because God knew what's in my heart, and I will not be silent. Silence is consent, and I will tell what they're doing until the day I die. No matter what they do to me, they will have to kill me. And if they do that, it's going to become very obvious. Even that will serve a purpose.
Absolutely. You're right. When they silence any of us because of what we speak, that speaks volumes also.
Exactly.
And their time is short. That's one reason I believe this broadcast has been allowed to go out on the air, is because Yahweh wants different watchmen to put out the message of repentance, which we all need.
Yeah.
But it's also a message to those doing the evil. Your time is short. He is going to light a fire that's going to grow across this world, and there's going to be a cleansing, and all those who are found to be doing the wicked and evil things will be rounded up, and it's not going to be pretty.
No, it's not. Amen to that.
And I'll tell you what, that's right. I've seen enough innocent people, prosecutors lie and hide evidence in order to win a case. I'm sick and tired of lying cops on the stand who think it's a joke. That our Constitution is a joke, that it's a joke that they lie and put innocent people in jail. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of the medical profession. I'm sick and tired of lying preachers who won't preach facts, who won't touch certain subjects because the government says so. How dare they call themselves watchmen and shepherds of the flock when they allow the government to tell them what to say and not to say? That's ludicrous.
You can't serve two masters. I mean, you said it best. That's the way it is.
Oh, absolutely. I was going to ask you, Dr. Carly, if you would mind coming back on with us next Monday night.
I would be honored to do that.
Okay. I was going to say, I have a feeling you have a lot more to tell us.
Yes.
And let's schedule that right now on the air so the folks listening will know to pencil it on their calendars that you'll be on with us again a week from tonight. And we'll pick up where we're leaving off here in a few minutes.
Okay.
And this is just too important.
Thank you. God bless you.
Well, God bless you. It's people like you. See, country bumpkins like me, even though I've spent hundreds and hundreds of hours in my profession and in searching the scriptures, I'm just a country bumpkin. I don't have a whole lot of letters after my name. I don't have any kind of prestigious institute saying I'm a good guy. So when I try to tell people things, especially like this subject about vaccines, I've been preaching against vaccines at least for the last 12 years. And a lot of times people will just look at you like you're completely nuts. That's why I love it when somebody who is as credentialed as you are, obviously intelligent, obviously well-educated, and you are on the inside. And when you say what you're saying, it carries so much more weight than, well, like I said, when a little country bumpkin like me tries to tell somebody something.
Well, that's why our Lord put us on the path, because believe me, I got so much evidence against the medical mafia, it's not even funny. But I must comment on what you said about the country bumpkin. What I tell people when they tell me that is the fact that you don't have a lot of initials after your name tells me that you're not totally brainwashed. You still have some common sense left. Because that's what I'm finding is the more letters are after people's names, because you see, you don't get the letters after your name unless you're willing to say, yeah, 2 + 2 = 5. Yeah, that's right. Okay? Now, thank God I did not have my realization back then, because knowing who I am, they would have kicked me out so fast I would have never gotten a sheepskin. God let me stay in the dark just enough. They didn't, God didn't let them take my soul where I got to the point where I would kill people when I was told to do so. I refused to do that, but I did give the drugs and I did do things that I knew was not really right, but I just had to do it. But luckily now I know the truth, and as I said, I've asked God to forgive me for doing those things because I didn't know what I was doing. But now that I did, and now that I do, I will not stop. And that's what we have to do.
Amen. And that's why I keep you and Dr. Day and Dr. Kelly always in my prayers. I know there's many other people out there too, but you're three people that I know of personally, and I keep you guys all in my prayers because great work that you've done, and we've all made mistakes, every single one of us. All of us have had to go to the throne of the Father on bended knee and ask for forgiveness for our ignorance and the things we've done in our past.
Right.
That is commonplace, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's just life. The main thing is that we learn from those mistakes, ask for forgiveness, and then don't teach our errors to others.
And when you know you're doing the wrong thing, when they're actually telling you to do something that you know in your heart is actually from the devil, you must say no, because as soon as you cross that line, then you just keep going and going and going. And it's very important for people to realize they can be redeemed, but they have to admit that they're going down the wrong path. That's a very important first step.
Absolutely. And again, folks, the website for Dr. Rebecca Carley is www.drcarley.com. So drcarley.com. And again, make a note that she'll be with us again next Monday night at the same time. Also, I'd remind you folks, stay tuned at 9 o'clock tonight, right after this program, for Pastor James Brown Jr. out of Indiana with the Union Church of Christ. Union Christian Church, I'm sorry, down there, doing excellent work for our Father. Rebecca, again, thanks a million for coming on. I look forward to picking this up and continuing on this discussion next Monday night.
It'll be my honor, and God bless you for what you're doing, Pastor Dan.
Absolutely. Thank you. And, folks, thanks for listening in. Pass the word around. And if you know folks that might benefit from this, certainly consider having them come over to your house and listen in next Monday night as Rebecca continues to tell us this important information. And, Rebecca, thanks again. Yahweh bless your heart. Folks, take care. Yahweh bless. Hallelujah.